Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Yeah, boy.
Nice choice with that rear window intro today.
Oh, look, they place themselves completely randomly in computer-oscillated situations, so I'll pass that on to the AI when I get a chance.
That's quite technologically scary.
They are listening. Who are we?
It's just like Black Mirror.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like multi-leveled narrative just weaving through the airwaves right now.
It's permeated me because I didn't even think about that, but here we are.
There are new episodes of Black Mirror landing on Netflix tonight.
How many?
Three.
I love that program.
Which is a good, I think that's a good dosage. That's they're all an hour-ish, like just a smidgen over an hour. Three's like, I think three's a manageable amount. The six episode seasons had a bit of padding in them, I thought. And
how many
also,
seasons have they got now?
This is season five.
Yeah.
So the first two were three episodes and they kind of left you wanting more. I think six is a bit tough to watch in one sitting as well because they are, you know, a bit technologically bleak and frequently dystopic.
I love how there's barely ever a happy ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
great. Well, since Netflix started footing the bill for them.
That's right. They happened at season like three or something.
Yeah. The palette of the show kind of grew considerably.
But it's, I feel like it's been pretty, like it's been they've kept it true. Like I was worried about that and then I just kept on watching.
Yeah, well, I think where that Netflix money is evident is in the budgets for the shows. So this season, the episodes are filmed in Brazil, the United Kingdom, Spain, and South Africa.
Wow.
So a bit of globetrotting going on.
Cash.
Which is great because it's the first episode, Striking Vipers, is set in the United States or seems like it's set in the United States. But you kind of don't quite get a feeling of exactly when it is because all of the cityscape is Brazil in the background. So it's kind of like a nice way of just keeping you on your toes, like not quite sure where things sit.
Is Brazil the place that doesn't allow any advertising? Which place is that?
Don't see any advertising this
outdoor. Outdoor advertising.
I don't think there is any outdoor advertising. So the first episode is about two dudes who reconnect. They're like old college mates who used to play video games together, and they reconnect with a new game which lets you play a fighting game in virtual reality as characters. It's kind of like that's the technophobe kind of element of that episode.
Then someone gets a blood nose in real life kind of thing.
Well, like I love Black Mirror. I'm not going to say too much about Black Mirror.
If you haven't seen Black Mirror and you're out there listening, just start watching it. It's fantastic. It's definitely one of my favorites of the modern realm.
Yeah, and I think there'll be a lot of, like, basically you can expect, Twitter will probably go ablaze with Black Mirror garbage in a couple of hours' time. But yeah, Striking Vipers is good. That's the first episode. It's directed by the chap who has made a couple of season highlights so far, series highlights so far. He directed Be Right Back, which had Hayley Atwell missing her dead husband and bringing him back as like a robot, but it was a robot inhabited by his social media presence, so it was like just all the nice stuff, not the actual human stuff.
Doesn't it just make you feel so uneasy, Black Mirror?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, well, I guess you're looking at the full intent there. The second episode, Smithereens, follows an Uber driver who kidnaps one of his passengers, and it's the sort of episode that wouldn't work without a really awesome central performance. So it kind of teeters between incredibly sinister and dramatic and like bleakly comic on the head of a pin.
Are they pulling heavy hitters in the acting realm these days? Surely.
Yeah, so actually the first episode, Striking Vipers, stars Anthony Mackie and the chap who played Black Manta in Aquaman. So it's like two dudes from superhero movies. Yep. So that's pretty good for the American audience and, you know, just for anyone who likes tights and capes and stuff. And episode two stars Andrew Scott, who people might know from Fleabag or Sherlock. He's like a actor from the UK who's really sells that stuff in really well. Mm. And Topher Grace pops up in that episode as well in a very memorable performance. But probably the most star heavy is the third ep, Rachel Jack and Ashley Two, which stars Miley Cyrus as a pop star.
Okay.
What?
And she
well,
is.
Well, let's see how this goes. Let's see how this goes.
Of Give course, her a you second know. Chance. Of course, well, you know, she has, you know, acted in the past
she
as a
star.
Child, and she has been a pop star and is a pop star. So, yeah, Striking Vipers is kind of a mostly like quite a heavy dramatic episode. Smithereens kind of wobbles between really paranoid and nasty and sort of blackly comic.
Was she like Montana Molly or something?
Hannah Montana.
There you go.
And the Miley Cyrus ep is probably the broadest of the bunch. I think it's the one that most people are going to dislike, but I found it quite fun. She's a pop star who is being her management and record company wanted to keep doing the same old thing, which is in Black Mirror universe is singing Nine Inch Nails songs that have been changed in key and tempo to be pop songs, and Charlie Brooker has rewritten the lyrics. So you kind of like, you sort of find yourself going, I know this, and the penny drops. So expect Trent Reznor to be making some more money over the next few weeks as people watch this.
Oh, good.
And you'll probably get hit like a hole by Nine Inch Nails stuck in your head. Yeah, it's kind of mixed, but the next phase of her pop career for a ubiquitous pop star, the show tells us the next thing to have happen is that kids can buy a robot that's inhabited by that pop star's personality.
Good.
And that's kind of the crux of it, is this girl in shades of the awesome movie Eighth Grade is having a tough time at school, no mates, and gets what essentially is a Miley Cyrus robot to hang out with. It's pretty sad.
I just would love to be in the room when they brainstorm all these completely cooked ideas, because they're just fully tweaked. It's so good.
Yeah, well, if you have a nosy at the history of Black Mirror, it started as a show on Channel 4 in the UK, and it was made under the comedy department of the network. And basically, someone was like, "Why are we spending so much money on comedy? It's like this is not two rooms and a flat and an office set. This is something a little bit more than that." So they kind of questioned the cost, and then along with that came a bit of critiquing of the ideas for episodes. It seems like the whole move to Netflix was as much about Charlie Brooker making a ridiculous amount of money. Netflix paid $40 million for the right to screen it in the UK alone.
Wow.
Which presumably just
double
goes
wow
into...
Double wow from John and I.
Yeah, double wow. Presumably that just goes into some people's pockets because the show's already been made. And they just get to kind of do what they want, with the idea being that it has a bit more of a kind of global accessibility. Still has its very English moments, though. Anyway, they're out tonight, so get stuck in, and then you can watch State of Origin and some cricket straight afterwards. So
State of
O. I reckon get some pizza delivered and just sit in front of the telly.
Don't tempt me, don't tempt me. I'm trying not to eat pizza at the moment.
There are also these things called movies, which exist in some kind of other reality. Mm-hmm. And there's some of those coming up at the Hollywood Avondale over the next week that look quite enticing.
Oh, yeah, there's a pretty good selection here screening at the Hollywood tomorrow. Gonin, which is the Japanese Yakuza movie. I haven't seen it, but by all accounts, it looks pretty good. The Room is playing on Friday. Big Hungry saying that's a must-see for me.
Wow. Good old staple, The Room. I can't believe you haven't seen it, John.
It upsets me a little bit.
The film, or that he hasn't seen it, or both?
Both.
Correct.
On Saturday, there is a very special encore screening of The Chills, The Triumph, and Tragedy of Martin Phillips.
Have you guys caught that?
I haven't seen it yet. Martin Phillips is performing afterwards, doing Q&A and playing a couple tracks at the Hollywood Avondale. You can get tickets from the Hollywood Avondale.
Get off your chuff and go see it. It's an above average music doco, and
is it Triumph, Tragedy, and then kind of ends on a little bit of Triumph?
We're not talking about endings here, doing that much.
Okay,
but you know, let's put it this way: he's alive and performing.
According to the actual screening, so if you're a Chills fan and who isn't, get along and get a little close up. Maybe you'll Pink Frosted, who knows?
It is a very special occasion. That's Saturday at the Hollywood Avondale. And then on Sunday,
Big Trouble in Little China. I reacted very strongly to this news just moments ago.
Jack.
I'm very excited about this prospect of spending a Sunday afternoon.
Followed by A Young Frankenstein as well, which I don't know if I've ever seen.
Shit, that's funny. Shit, that is funny.
Is that the same guy that plays Ned Kelly in a movie? Is he an Australian actor, that young?
No, it's Gene Wilder, who's...
Oh, right. Oh, yes, further back.
Mel Brooks' film, really riffing solidly on old black and white horrors, and also featuring the fabulously googly-eyed Marty Feldman.
Matt.
Yeah, yeah, look, that's a couple of classics on Sunday. Maybe just hang out there. What do you do between screenings at the Hollywood Avondale? Maybe you can. Obviously, they'll prefer you to have food and drink from the counter, but you could roam the neighborhood.
There is lots of stuff to roam. Sort of, and then nearby shops. You
probably
know?
Some pokies around there somewhere.
Yeah. There's plenty to do. I thought we should play this as well. This is from Big Trouble in Little China, if you're wondering.
I feel pretty good. And I'm not. Not scared at all. I just feel kind of invincible.
Me too. I got a very positive attitude about this.
Good, me too.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you'll feel after watching Black Mirror tonight, I think, one after the other.
Pork Chop Express, eh?
Hey, if anyone wants to go to any of those movies, this is excluding the Chills one.
Somebody's calling, but it came
early.
Double
Doorless Pass.
You never know, John. We might have a buyer here, mate.
Double Doorless, Gonan, The Room, Big Trouble in Little China, or Young Frankenstein.
Yep.
LABFM?
Yep.
Yeah, hi. And here you're talking about what to do in Avondale between movies.
Okay, you're going to shout out Carl's Jr.?
No. The Salvation Army is a really good one there, for op shopping.
What time's it open to?
I don't know.
So we're just back to smoking weed in the park, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's good though. It's right next to the service station.
Are you saying it's kind of like an unpicked one? It's kind of like still got some healthy goods in there?
Yeah.
Mint, okay.
It's still well-priced and not overshot.
Right on. Actually, I appreciate that. That's good intel. Thank you very much.
I think it's good. We've now got that intel, but now so does everyone else.
Well, only about four other people, right?
Oh, okay.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Four other people there. Good on you guys.
All right, Steve. Cheers, mate.
Cheerio.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.